All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here with you to stand in the confessional corner. And this month, as we continue our study of the history around the Reformation, we get back to the Holy Roman Empire and the Lutheran lands. And we're going to look at what was happening around there, what was being done and written between 1530 and 1560. So let's jump right into it. June 25th, 1530. Saw the presentation of the Augsburg Confession at the Diet of Augsburg. We looked at the Imperial Diets back in March, so I encourage you to go back to that if you want to remember what the Diet was all about. The 1530 Diet of Augsburg basically ended with the presentation of the Pontifical Confutation of the Augsburg Confession on August 3rd. Despite Charles V's demands that no response be given, Philip Melanchthon wrote an apology, a defense of the Augsburg Confession in late April, early May of 1531. He published a second, longer edition of the apology in September of that same year. Meanwhile, Luther is back lecturing at the University of Wittenberg. In 1535, he begins his first lecture series on the book of Genesis. He goes on for another roughly 10 years until his health just goes downhill. Luther preached his last sermon on February 14th, 1546, and he died 4 days later in Eisleben. On December 1st, 1536, though, as we are going through this little bit of Luther life here, Elector John Frederick commissioned him to write articles for the Small Codicate, kind of a constitution of the theological grounds of the Small Codicate League. What Luther wrote was eventually not adopted by the Small Codicate Leagues because Melanchthon thought it was too divisive. It was too black and white. However, Melanchthon wrote the Treatise on the Power and Primacy of the Pope, where we have a long discussion on the office of the papacy being the Antichrist, but that's not divisive. The small called articles, though, that Luther wrote were adopted by various portions of the Luther lands throughout the years, finally being brought into the Book of Concord in 1580, with Melanchthon's treatise as kind of an appendix on the side of it. But Melanchthon would not be deterred. His influence grew over the following years. He published another version of the Augsburg Confession, known as the Variata, in 1540. In this version, Melanchthon tried to bridge the gap between Luther and Calvin, especially on the Lord's Supper. This revision of the Augsburg Confession led to a split among Lutherans. Those who followed the unaltered Augsburg Confession of 1530 became known as the Gnasio Lutherans, or the True Lutherans. Those who followed Melanchthon's revisions became known as the Philippists. The Formula of Concord was written and compiled in 1578 to bring both of these groups back together to the basics of the scriptures on each of the disputed articles between them, because there were some things that the Philippists may have had right, some things that the Gnasio Lutherans may have had right, and then there were also other issues where both of them were wrong. So that is where we get the Formula of Concord from. But we'll look at that in November. Now this is all what's going on the religious theological front. On the political front, you have the Italian War of 1542 to 1546 being fought between Francis I of France and the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. Charles's greatest ally in this war is Henry VIII of England. James V of Scotland and Suleiman the Magnificent allied with Francis, kind of having him all surrounded there. And when you have both France on the west, you have, you know, Scotland way up north, and you have the Ottoman Empire all fighting against you, and it's you and the Holy Roman Empire, and England's a bit far off. You almost have to go through France to get to England. It's kind of a bit of a broad war there. But that war ends because of the Council of Trent being convened. But we'll get to that next month. On April 24th, 1547, Charles V defeated the Small Caldic League at the Battle of Muhlberg. And Charles continues to have issues with Protestants until the Peace of Augsburg in 1555 granted Lutherans equal rights on the religious front. So now making Lutherans a legal religion in the Holy Roman Empire. A year later, Charles abdicates his throne as Holy Roman Empire. And of course, probably the greatest moment after the presentation of the Augsburg Confession in the 16th century is the Council of Trent, which began in 1546, 2 years before, or the same year Luther died, and then ended in 1563. This is the council that Luther had been calling for decades. Well, now it happens because, well, he's dead. And we'll look at that closer next month. But this is truly the watershed event for the mid-16th century. But until then, this is a real brief historical look. All of these things could be looked at even more, and we will, once we get back into the Book of Concord, we will look at the history behind the Augsburg Confession, behind the Apology, behind the small cult articles, all the things that are there in there. We will get to it when we get to those writings in the Book of Concord, which we start up again in January so that we can start up that study once again of the confessions as we stand in the confessional corner. But until next month, as we talk about the Council of Trent, this is Pastor Doug Minton thanking you for standing in the confessional corner with me, and I will see you next time. And may God's richest blessings be upon you as you wrestle with the theology around you today and always. Amen.